It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Members of Colorado's congressional delegation are reacting to the shooting Monday in Boulder. Many Democrats are calling for action on gun control measures. Representative Jason Crow's district has been the site of several mass shootings. He says there are some basic first steps that Congress should take.
That include closing loopholes and passing universal background checks. Then that will save thousands of lives. So let's do that first, and let's do that now.
The House has passed a bill on universal background checks, which all Colorado Republicans voted against, and any House measure would have to clear the Senate. Kevin Mahoney, who was among those killed Monday, is being remembered for his big heart and as a dad to the Boulder neighborhood where he lived. The 61-year-old was the father of two. His daughter, Erica Mahoney, told NPR's Morning Edition that she carries with her the regular expression of love between them.
I know sometimes families are hesitant to say I love you. That was not the case for us. And our thing was always, I love you, Dad. And he would say, I love you back.
Kevin Mahoney was one of 10 people killed in the attack at the grocery store. More than 1,000 people in El Paso County got their second dose of the COVID-19 vaccine at a clinic this past weekend. The clinic was set up to reach Latino residents. The statewide advocacy group Servicios de la Raza worked with the county for the event. Julissa Soto with the organization says the clinics are formed with an intentional cultural approach.
I did make sure that the vaccination site that we put together had everyone on staff being bilingual, bicultural, and welcoming our community in a way that they will feel respected and valued.
Soto says one of the biggest barriers for Spanish-speaking Latinos is access to public health information. She says they've also connected people to immigration and mental health services as part of the process. So far, more than 87,000 people in El Paso County are considered fully vaccinated. Along the Front Range, it's snow this morning, some clearing tomorrow, and temperatures staying cool. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.